are Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Hey, coming up in the next 20 minutes, Joe's Needed to Know News. There is something that has been so cute and popular on Disney Plus, which is now coming to malls near you, which are going to drive adults and maybe kids insane. You're going to want to go make this yourself. We'll tell you about that. Also, after that, we've got Song of the Day. It's a very fun category today. Your votes on your phone get to decide what song we play, so don't go anywhere. Yesterday, producer Porkchop, how did it exactly come up? Because we're doing the show, we're wrapping up, you know, kind of getting stir crazy, wanting to get out of here. And out of nowhere, you're like, hey guys, you're like quizzing us with car trivia. What was happening?
Yeah, I saw something on Facebook, and it was just a random car trivia. It was like, hey, take this test and see how much you know about cars. And I was like, you know what? Me being, you know, A, bi, and B, from New Jersey, you know, like inner city, like, I think the... What's the word?
Stereotype?
Yeah, stereotype is that I probably don't know much about cars. And I feel like I know a decent amount. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to take this quiz and see. I wanted to see how everyone else does.
Ooh, okay.
So yeah, I took the quiz and I got like a 37 out of 49, which is 76%. And I'm happy with that. That's pretty good.
The funny thing to me is, so I represent car dealerships and I'm the spokesperson, but I don't know. People ask me like technical car questions and I'm not an engineer.
Like, hey, McKenzie's having this car problem.
I get the eyeballs, I get the bodies into the dealerships and then they take it from there. So I'm going to like disclaimer. I don't know that much about cars.
Now, the thing is that happened, he wanted us all to do this, and Liv was the first one. What happened when you tried to take the quiz, Liv?
So when I tried to take the quiz, like a virus popped up, like that I was going to win a
awesome.
Free Amazon gift card, and it's not real. It's a scam, even though we're giving away a free Amazon gift card later. No, we're not. Just kidding.
Jeez, you guys are such teases. It's okay.
Anyway, we did, though.
We did yesterday.
The last 2 days.
But maybe we will. Who knows? You have to listen all morning to find out.
Anyways, the point is, I tried to take it, and I tried to see what my score would be, how it compared to Chops, but a virus popped up, and I was no longer able to take it.
Okay.
And it kept doing that every time I would try to take it.
So I figured, why not quiz you three? And if you're listening right now, maybe you could play along with a friend or somebody you're nearby and see how you do with your car trivia knowledge. This apparently is really basic stuff, okay? So I don't want everybody to get all, you know, upset, like, this is too hard. I'm trying to find the easiest of the easiest questions. Write down your answer. I'll come and see all three of you what your answers are. So no buzzing in, just write it down. Question number one, I need the answer to this. Why is it essential that you rotate your tires on your car? They say you're supposed to rotate your tires. Why are you supposed to rotate your tires? Just give me a thumbs up or something so I know when everybody's all in. Or actually, you know what? Say in so I know you're actually ready to go.
In.
Okay.
In.
All right. What are your answers? They wear down, the tire pressure equilibrium, and what
I just
was yours?
Said, so they don't get old.
So they don't get old. I'm going to give Porkchop a point.
Come on!
No, the answer is tires rotate unevenly, and rotating them can make them last longer by wearing more evenly.
I said so they don't get old.
And mine said pressure equilibrium. That is
mine
correct.
Mine said so they don't get old.
It's nothing to do with tire pressure.
It has to be equal.
No, it's the wear on the tire. No.
But I said so they don't get old. That's the same thing.
I would give Liv either half a point or a full point.
Right, give Liv a half a point.
So they don't get old.
Give McKenzie a
half a point.
A tenth of a point. Because it's totally not it, but I want to be nice. Okay.
Your participation trophy.
She's happy with it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Radio show.
Fine.
RPM stands for revs per this. Write down your answer. RPM stands for revs per this. Let me know when you're done.
Done.
If we're in a cycling class, I'll tell you what it means.
Okay, what are your answers? Let me hear them. You can just tell me.
Minutes.
Wow, look at my smarty pants.
Come to a cycle bar class. That also means revolutions per minute, which is basically rotations per minute.
Which revs is short for revolutions, so there we go.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't even know that.
Please take away half a point for her not knowing that.
No.
All right, hopefully you'll know this one. And I need a number for this answer, but I'm gonna do the modern-day standard and kind of broad. I'll give you a little range. How often do you need to change your engine's oil?
Oh, I know this.
Okay, we'll see about
it. Wait, you're looking for what?
I would like the mileage answer.
Oh, you want the mileage.
What? I would like mileage. I would like the mileage.
Hold on.
Well, there's the one that they suggest, and there's the one that I actually do. So
I want the one, I'll give you a chance to make sure your answer's final, that they suggest that you do.
Can I give mine?
Everybody say their answers.
Every 4,000 miles.
I did every 4,000 miles.
I said every 3,000.
Now, in reality, you're all wrong.
No way!
You should change every 5,000 to 7,500.
That's not true.
For synthetic
that's
oil.
That's not true. It's four. My engine blew up, and they told me specifically every 4,000.
Yeah, I have synthetic oil. It's 5,000 miles. Conventional is 3,000.
I truly just guessed.
If you're a car expert, 833-563-2539, call in.
4,000!
Because as of now, no points for any of you.
Oh, what? Fine. Give me number four.
Okay.
It's four.
I know for a fact I'm right.
Here's question number four.
But I'm impressed that we all were in the ballpark.
I know.
Wow. True or false? Spark plugs are optional in most cars. The more you add to your car, the faster it will be able to drive. True or false? Give me your answers.
False. False.
True.
Ladies, you're right.
Yeah!
Every car's got a spark plug.
You dummy.
Wait, what was the first part of the thing, of the statement?
Spark plugs are optional in most cars. The more you add to your car, the faster it will drive.
I know way more about cars than I thought.
Well, I just feel like a spark plug's not going to make your car faster.
What is the score, producer Porkchop, right now?
I've got 2.5.
I've got, I guess, 2.
I've got 2 1/10.
Ooh, I'm winning. Who knew?
Okay.
But ask me anything about makes and models, and I know everything.
Okay, that's not happening. Let's go to the phone and see if somebody can clarify and give you a point. Hey, good morning, Joe and Mackenzie. Who is this?
Sarah.
Hey, do you know anything about like the actual oil in a car, when it should be changed?
My dad is an auto mechanic, and he says that if you go over 4,000 miles, you are basically tearing your engine apart, so you should do it every 3,000 miles.
So should I give all of them a point for their answer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yay!
Thank you for your call. Thanks for your dad for that.
I just want to say, Porkchop, when he like heard that it was a girl that called in, he immediately
like
looked
I held my
worried.
Breath.
Oh, he's like, hang up.
I wasn't sure if she was calling in about this or something else.
All right, let me do one more question, okay?
Okay.
And if you get this one, maybe you'll win. What does ABS stand for?
Oh, that's easy.
Okay, ABS or A comma BS.
I don't even know what that second one was.
Are you saying A dot B dot S? Or
oh my gosh,
Chops,
I was listening to Liv and he thought I was cheating and he just covered his answer like in high school.
I need to know.
Are we talking about intense.
A dot B dot S dot? Or are we talking about
Porkchop, what do you think I'm telling her so we can clarify?
ABS. Exactly what you said.
ABS.
Okay.
All right, everybody say their answers. What do you got?
Anti-lock brake system.
Liv?
Bullshoot.
Whoa.
I got auto brake system.
Producer Porkchop is your winner this morning. Yay! With anti-lock braking system.
I have 3 and 10.
I got 4.
Oh, dang it. Just by a smidge.
I guess he is the car expert, but hey, Mackenzie, still the TV commercials.
Yeah, so go to Andy Moore Automotive. More means more.
Dang, it sounds so crazy in real life. Let's do this. There we go. Coming up next, Joe's Need to Know News.